Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Secretary, Chairman, thanks for your very generous words here. I've had the good fortune to be part of this team, and I think your words are really directed at what this team has done. But ladies and gentlemen, thank each and every one of you for being here today at Central Command. You honor us with your presence. As one commander myself relinquishes command to General Austin, I just tell you it has been an absolute delight, a pleasure to serve alongside the U.S. and the foreign soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, Marines, and civilians who work together here in Tampa across the tumultuous region in the interests of peace. This command is composed of stalwarts, of standouts in their respective services. All ranks, all services, all nations co-equal in their commitment. They and their families here at home have seen repeated deployments to the combat zone, coming back time after time to our Tampa headquarters before they get ready to go again, and here they work seven-day work weeks. Over more than a decade of war, none of the deployments or war's grim daily realities have lessened their sense of purpose or the infectious high spirits of the CENTCOM team. The summer soldiers are long gone, Mr. Secretary, and here today stand the reminder of America's awesome determination to defend herself. Here today, you see a reminder to the maniacs who, by attacking us on 9/11 and thinking that they could scare us, we remind them that the descendants of Valley Forge don't scare. Mr. Secretary, Chairman, I would happily storm hell in the company of these troops who I haven't the words sufficient to praise, so I will not try. They know how strongly I believe in them, how strongly they have demonstrated to the world that free men and women can fight like the Dickens. The cost has been severe. Our nations have lost many of our beloved sons and daughters. Many others have been wounded, and many of them grievously. Yet after more than 10 years of war, our ranks remain filled by top-quality volunteers, volunteers who have looked beyond the hot political rhetoric and answered our country's call, true patriots who have humbled me with their devotion to duty, true patriots who have signed a blank check payable with their lives to the American people. General Austin and Mrs. Austin, Lloyd and Charlene, old friends, welcome back to America's varsity and welcome back to Tampa. Lloyd, we've served side by side repeatedly. I can think of no one better prepared to command CENTCOM, and I pass to you the finest warfighting team on the earth. I bid you all a fond farewell. Thank you.